You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was October by none other than Ariel Woese. I'm now joined by none other than...
My name is Ariel. Ariel Woese is my artist name. Long story short, my mum calls me Woese, so I just chuck that after my real name. People often go, what on earth is Woese? Like, what does it mean? They're like, Woese, Ariel Woese. It's just because my middle name's Rose, so I put it with a W.
And there you have it.
Gotcha.
Ariel Woese.
I'm an indie rock, indie folk kind of singer-songwriter based in Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau.
Now, how did you get your start in this realm?
Oh,
you've always been a musically inclined person?
Always. Just, I feel like that's so cliche, but my mum and dad, you know, making music at home, I was just constantly surrounded by beautiful music and very creative. Like, I wasn't very good at anything else in school, so I was just like, right, we gotta run with it, we just gotta do music and see what happens, you know, might as well. And here we are. I've been studying music here at Auckland Uni for 3 years or 4 years. I'm doing my postgrad diploma at the moment, and we're taking off into the real world now.
And it's so exciting as well. You've been playing quite a lot of gigs at the moment. I caught you on Big Fan on Thursday alongside Fools of Goon and Marmalade.
Yes.
You played Wine Cellar the night after.
Sure did. It was so much fun. Marmalade and Fool's Lagoon, brilliant, brilliant sets. Just had a little dance, a little boogie, and yeah, it was so much fun to play Big Fan as well. The sound there is just excellent. Like, yeah, couldn't have had a better night, honestly.
So what's your favorite thing about playing gigs though? Like, what is the one thing you really look forward to about getting up on stage and being able to express yourself and show even new crowds of people your music?
I think for me, when I am about to play a show, I get anxious. But then as soon as I'm on stage and as soon as I start singing, just everything drops and I feel like I'm just doing what I'm meant to do. It's almost like a release of just negative energy. I feel so content when I'm up on stage, and I love that feeling. I could be singing to one person, it doesn't matter. I just love to express myself through my songs and with my voice as well. Yeah, so that's what I look forward to.
Awesome. Yes. On that note, do you have any other gigs that are coming up? You've been so active lately.
I have been. No gigs as of yet. I just had a huge run last week, and now I'm just chilling out. I'm doing some recording with my band, getting a couple songs ready. We've been lucky enough to have studio time at Big Pop Studios. And yeah, we've been working together. I work with my band. My bass player is like a producer and engineer, so he's pretty clever with that stuff. Very lucky to have him. And he's going to be doing some production on these new tracks for you guys.
Yeah, you released a single earlier this year. You had two singles last year. Is this part of something a bit bigger you can tell us about? Potentially an EP?
Definitely is a bigger project coming. It's been a long time waiting. I feel like the two singles I released last year are definitely a part of their own kind of bubble. And then my newest song, 7 Day Clinic, is going to be a part of a EP project, hopefully coming out in the early months of next year. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Super exciting.
Oh, 7 Day Clinic is a gorgeous song.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous song. Tell me about that song, what it's about, and the process of, or how it came to fruition.
I wrote it a while ago, and I think this song took ages to get to a point where I was happy with it and wanted to release it because it's so special, and I just wanted it to be like perfect, exactly how I envisioned it in my mind, because it's got like a really meaningful message to me. It's like a thank you to my mum for always being there in times of struggle and need, and also it's like a it represents my emotional journey as well, just being like aware of myself and empathetic towards myself, because everybody gets anxious sometimes, you know. It's okay, be open about it, you know. That's the best thing you can do for your own heart and yourself. So yeah, it's a big hug for anyone that's listening.
A big warm hug for anyone that is listening.
Exactly.
On that note, what's your songwriting process like? What's that creative process of writing songs, are there any songwriting techniques that you adopt or what's that creative process like for you?
I've done a very analytical process. I've tried that. It never works for me. My process is messy. Like, because creativity for me, it comes out the way it does. And I feel like when I try and piece something together in a very analytical way, it doesn't feel genuine to me. So I try and just let it flow whenever I get the inspiration. So yeah, I often start off with, like, usually something bad will happen in my life, or good. I could meet someone really nice, or, like, I don't know, awful event happens and I'm like, in my notes app. Literally happens, in my in my notes app. Yeah. I write down my lyrics and then I pick up the guitar and I write write the melody to it and we're away.
And that's how it happens, songwriting.
A lot of people start with chords. I feel like everyone that I've asked that to, they say they start with the chords or like a lead guitar.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I always start with lyrics.
Do you think that's more of a strong songwriting base as opposed to just being like, let me figure out the melody first and then all the lyrics can come later?
I think it's different for everybody. I think it's because maybe, I don't know, I'm just not very good at guitar.
I mean, you're pretty good on Thursday night.
Like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could just be like, so the 1-5-7 chord progression is going to work here. But no, I just start with my lyrics. It's different for everybody. Everybody's process works for them, you know? And that's the beauty of it.
Absolutely. And what's it like having to juggle postgrad and working as a musician as well? That must be quite hectic for you.
Yeah, it kind of, I'm lucky enough where I have like the people at uni, they just understand that I'm also doing music as an actual professional musician. So a lot of my assignments kind of merge with my real life. The moment I'm doing a 3,000 word exegesis on my release of 7 Day Clinic. So I don't really have to research anything because I'm already doing it, which is cool. I just have to write it down. It takes like ages, but yeah, there you go.
But you're doing it and it must be so gratifying to be able to sort of do the things that you love and also study it, and you're just getting better in that process.
Definitely, because it forces me to analyze everything I'm doing, because usually I just kind of do things on the fly. So if I have to write it down, I write down everything I'm doing. I'm like, oh, okay, so like step one, step two, step three, like that makes sense. Like I'm writing down my TikTok video rollout right now and like why I did post-release and pre-release videos. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Before this interview, we were talking about going out and supporting local artists. For you, why is it important that we celebrate not just the artists of Tamaki Makaurau, but around the motu?
Aotearoa is like has its own music industry that's so unique and so special, and you don't get it anywhere else. There is a certain sound that extends across genre that feels very like almost nostalgic and like a sense of home. I love Aotearoa music. I've listened to it since I was a kid, so I think it's really important to celebrate our creative community here, because it's something that isn't anywhere else in the world. It's special.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.